We continue by learning the Nishmas David and Menachem Rishon and Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu were in Avos Perigim or Mishnah Tezayin. Hu Ayo Merana, the teaching of Rabbi Akiva, Hakol Nasun Ba'eravon. Everything is given with a guarantor. What does that mean? So the Bar Tanura says, quoting the Gemara in Sukkah and Af Nun Gimel, Ragloi de Bar Nash Inun Arvin Bey. The legs of a person are his guarantor. La'asar Dimizboi Taman Movilin Yase. The place where he is, where he seeks out, they will lead him. The place where he's summoned, they'll lead him. So what does that mean? It means when a person's time is over, so his legs are going to bring him to where he needs to be, and that, of course, is the grave. So what does that mean? It means that a person shouldn't waste his time. A person's neshama that he has is this guarantor that his body will hopefully accomplish what it's supposed to accomplish in this world and will be held responsible for anything that he does wrong. So that's the first statement. Then he says another possibility of that as well is that we know Arvus is Kol Yisrael Arim Zebazed. Every Jew is responsible for the other. We're responsible for the Torah observance of another Jew. So that's why we're permitted to make Kiddush on behalf of someone else, even if we've made Kiddush ourselves, because of the concept of Arvus. So the Mishnah there should be understood that everyone has the ability, HaKol Nosun Be'eravon, everyone is placed in the position of being a guarantor for someone else. HaKol Nosun Be'eravon, everybody is placed, literally by Eravon, to take upon him or herself the obligation to be a guarantor for another Jew's mitzvah observance. Then the Mishnah says, Umitsuda Prusa al Kol HaChayim. This sounds like it's related to the first interpretation, HaKol Nosun Be'eravon, that guarantor that eventually we're all going to die. And it says here there is a mitsuda, there is a trap that is spread out, or nets that are spread out. Akol HaChayim, it's based on a pasuk in Koheles, where it speaks about like fish caught in a net. So the same thing is true here. Bar Tanur says, Yisurim u'misa, suffering people have, and illness, misa, death, is spread out. What does that mean? The fate of everybody of mankind is eventually going to die. And that should be not a pressing message, but rather one that hopefully will trigger within us the interest and the motivation to perform mitzvahs and not waste our time on this earth. So one interpretation is that, yeah, death is inescapable. The other, though, is the mitsuda prusa, maybe the trap that's spread out, HaKol HaChayim, on all, it doesn't mean, let's say, on living on life, but it means on people, there's this Yetzer Hara, and that has great influence upon everybody, and that's a trap, and we have to be aware of that trap and safeguard ourselves from that trap. Then the Mishnah says, the name of Rabbi Akiva gives a metaphor, really, for Torah and mitzvah in this lifetime. Hachanus psucha, the shop is open. So it means the shop means that it's open for business. Bar Tanura says, ubnei adam nechnasim sham lokim b'hakafa. So people come into the shop and we buy on credit. The shopkeeper keeps a record of everybody's whatever credit people have. I don't have to pay necessarily at this time, and that means the same thing. People sometimes spend beyond their means because they know they're paying on credit and have to pay up right away. But we're warned that the same thing would be true regarding the physical world. We have many things that are pleasurable in this world that are available for us to take, but realize that we have to give an accounting for this eventually. And the chenvani, the shopkeeper, Hashem, is makif. He's extending this credit to everybody. But v'hapinkas pasuach. But at the end of the day, the ledger is open, which means, and Bartura says, Lichtov Baha Kafos, Kadesh Alishkach, so they're not forgotten. Recognize that it could be that sometimes. And then it says Vahayad Koseves, and the hand is writing it down. Sometimes the shopkeeper may forget to write something down in the ledger, and maybe you get away with it, that you're able to take something, you don't have to pay for it eventually. But it's not true with Hashem. Whatever we use of this earth, however we take advantage, let's say too much, of the pleasures of this world, we're going to have to pay up for it eventually if we're not using our time wisely. Yavo of Yilv, anyone who wants to come and borrow has the right to borrow. So what it means is that we have a Bartimaeus says, this is going back to the previous Mishnah where we said, HaKol Tzafui, everything is seen by Hashem, but HaRoshus Nesuna. But we have Bechira Chashu. So that's what it means, the same thing here. If I want to borrow, I could borrow. I want to choose to do the wrong thing, I have the right to do that. But recognize that we're going to have to pay for it eventually. But the collectors, the money collectors, are coming to collect every day. And what does it mean, come and collect every day? Yisurim upugoyim roim, says the Baruch Hu. There's suffering, there's harm, illness, things like that. Maybe ways in this world that we're paying for our poor decisions. V'nifroim min ha'adam midato v'shalom midato. And they will pay, they will collect payment from a person, like piraon, peshuresh ayin is collecting, is paying, is punishment, etc. Poronut, they will pay, they will take payment from people, midato shomidato. Whether the person's knowledge or not. What does it mean with their knowledge or not? So Bartunur says, Pa'amim shezo, what's Lidato, Pa'amim shezo, Chers Chovo, Va'omer Yafeh, Dantani. Sometimes the person remembers, oh, I owe this debt. He judged me properly. I did deserve that, I did deserve that payment. I did deserve that, that suffering. So sometimes people are willing to admit that, I did something wrong, and it's Lidato, that in fact this happened to them. Then he realized that hopefully that will with that introspection they'll be able to do tshuva. But sometimes shalolatato, sometimes they forget, and he says by the kore tagar keneged dinos shel makom baruch hu, and a person complains and blames Hashem and says I don't deserve this. So that's shalolatato, because we forget about our wrongdoings, we forget the things we've done, the mistakes that we've made, and we think that Hashem doesn't have the right to judge us in such a way. V'yesh lahem Alma Sheyusmochu, recognize that these tax collectors have what to rely on. Why? Because everything's in the Pinkas, everything's in the ledger, and the Chevani wrote it all down. So that anything that happens to us, there's no doubt that there's a record of it. And they have what to rely on. Hadin din MS. Recognizing that, he quotes the Gemara Bar Tunu from Avodah Zarah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. She'en HaKadosh Baruch Hu ba b'tronya and b'riyosav. Tronya means that people sometimes make excuses to deal harshly with people. Hashem doesn't do that. Hashem is a dun din MS. So what's happening to us is considered a din MS. And we have to recognize that. Hakol mesukon la seuda, and everything is prepared for the banquet. So this is the last piece of the metaphor. So what does that mean? Bartunur says, Echad tzadikim ve'echad rishoyim yesh lam b'chelek lam haba l'achar she'gavu mehem z'chavam. It's after the chov, the debt has been collected with whatever punishment we've received. So then we have a chelek lam haba, and that's sometimes the Gemara speaks about this as well. And the approach, the philosophical approach to schar va'onesh, that sometimes that the punishment we receive in this world is so that we have a chelek in olam haba. So with the debt is paid in this world, so then everybody, hakol mesukon l'suda, means that's really everybody, it's all ready for everybody, the suuda, the banquet, which is olam haba. Nice idea, the Machzor of Vitri quotes, which is that the banquet, the suuda, is very similar to death in the sense that olam haba. So what happens when you have a banquet? Everybody comes through the same entrance, but you come inside. So some people are sitting at the dais, some people are sitting at regular tables, some people have more space, depending on where they're sitting. So everybody, whether you're a tzaddik or a rasha, they're brought through. Everyone has to go through the entrance, which is death. But once we get there, where you're ranked in the spiritual world, the Olam Haba, that depends on what the Maasim Tovim that a person did and the Torah that he studied, the mitzvahs that he performed in this world. Perek Gimel Mishnah Yud Zayin. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, in Ein Torah, Ein Derech Eretz. What does that mean, Derech? So Derech Eretz we've had in the past. Derech Eretz is common, it's courtesy, is being polite, or Derech Eretz is maybe a job. So Bar Tanura explains this like this. In Ein Masa'o Matano Yafim Abrios. If you don't have Torah, so then your Derech Eretz, Torah is there, hopefully, Torah is there to teach us how to act, how to behave. And that's the hope, is that what Torah is supposed to do, it's supposed to refine our character. So if we don't have Torah, so then the likelihood is we're not going to have fine character either. But if Derech Eretz here means like it meant in the past as well, which is Derech Eretz, which is an occupation, which is Malacha, so we said, Yafet Talmud Torah im Derech Eretz, if you remember in the second parak, Shiyiyash Nehem Shekachas Avon, you need Talmud Torah needs both Derech Eretz. So it means if you don't have proper Torah, so Derech Eretz is not sufficient. the Derech Eretz is not going to be successful. The success of our Derech Eretz, of our occupation, is dependent on the time that we are allocating to study of Torah. And ain't Derech Eretz, ain't Torah, but the reverse is also true. If we don't have Derech Eretz, there's no Torah either, which means a person doesn't act, let's say the first interpretation, a person doesn't behave properly, so your Torah is worthless. So a person calls themselves a bad Torah because they're so intelligent, they have so much wisdom, Torah wisdom, but they don't act properly, so their Torah is meaningless, is worthless, certainly has no influence on others. And the same thing is true regarding an occupation. Ain't Derech Eretz, ain't Torah. A person doesn't realize he has to make a living, so then the Torah eventually that he's learning, he won't have the time for. He's going to be going door to door. He doesn't invest the time in advance to have a proper Derech Eretz, to have a proper profession, so then eventually there's not going to be Torah. Ain't Chachma, ain't Yira. The next line. If we don't have Chachma, so we don't have Yira. What does that mean? It's wisdom is necessary in order to have Yirah Shamayim. We assume that the study of Torah itself allows a person to have Yirah Shamayim, but the opposite is also true. Remain Yira and Chachma. Our Chachma is worthless. Our wisdom is worthless if you don't. It's not accompanied by Yirah Shamayim. So on the one hand, we can't assume that we're going to have Yirah Shamayim without wisdom, without the Chachma of Torah. We can't assume that that's going to come on its own. Torah is going to guide us and allow us to have the proper Yirah Shamayim. On the other hand, the Menyer and Chachma. The Chachma that we have, the Torah that we have, that's if we have no interest in coming close to Hashem and have Yirah Shamayim, so then our Chachma is really just intelligence. It's not just regular wisdom. It's not the real Chachma, the true Chachma of Torah. Ein Bina, ein Das. And main das and bina. What's the difference between bina and das? Das we translate as knowledge, and bina is understanding. So the Bar Tanura says das hu shemotzei tam ledavar. Das means where I have knowledge and I understand the reasoning behind it. Ubina hu shemavin davar mitoch davar. That's where I can apply that knowledge elsewhere. Understand one thing from another. Take the knowledge and extrapolate to other cases. So aval ein maralo tam. But it's not like you. It's showing you the reason. It's just I'm extrapolating from one case to another. So it sounds like Bina has something that Das does not. Das has something Bina does not. So therefore, the Mishnah says, "In ain Bina in Das." If I don't have the ability to extrapolate from this case to other cases, and then my Das is not really complete. The main Das ain Bina, but I first need the base knowledge in order to then have the understanding, the full comprehension, to then extrapolate to other cases. The main Kemach in Torah. Similarly, the idea of Kemach also, maybe the reason why we have to interpret Derech Eretz as meaning just having proper conduct is because maybe the Derech Eretz of having a job or Malach is really here. Imein Kemach in Torah. If we don't have Kemach, we don't have a way to make a living. So it says Bar Tanura, Mishein lo mayoche, there's no food. Hech yasek b'dar, how can you possibly study Torah? We need a way to feed ourselves. We need to earn a livelihood. Ain Torah ain kemach, but if I don't have Torah, ain kemach. What do you mean in kemach? I'm making a nice living. What do you mean I have no kemach? There's plenty of food. I'm completely devoid of Torah. So Rachinra says, Mayo ilo ha kemach shaviado. If you have no Torah, so what is the kemach really helping you? Ho avemo Torah, noach lo shalo yel kemach vayameis barav. Better you didn't have any kemach and a person would die. If a person is just living his life to make more money and to eat more food, to have more kemach, have more flour, so then there's no purpose to have any kemach at all. Ain Torah, ain kemach. Your kemach is worthless. Who are your omer? And Rabbi Akiva would say as well. Kol shechachmaso muruba mima'asav l'mal. Oh, this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah rather. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would say. Kol shechachmaso muruba mima'asav l'mahu domer. Person whose wisdom is greater exceeds his ma'asim. What is he like? So we're pointing out the fact, and we had this in the past, that ma'asim tovim have to precede chachma. We need ma'asim tovim that are greater than chachma. Just having chachma without good deeds, so that's that chachma is not complete. So someone whose chachma is more than his masim, lamahu dama, what's he like? Le'ilon sha'anaf of merubin, like a tree that has many branches, sharashav muatim, but has very few roots. V'haruach ba'a v'okarto v'havachto alpanav, and the wind comes and uproots it, and it turns it over on its head, on its face. Shedei amar, quoting the pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Yud Zayin, V'haya kar ar ba'arava, he'll be like a tree, like a lone tree in the Arava, in the desert, in the arid area. V'lo yira ki avo tov, and he will not see when goodness is coming. V'shachan charerim bamidbar, and it lives in charerim, in dry lands in the wilderness. Eretz melechav lo seshev, in salty land, that lo seshev, where no one is inhabited that land. Now this, the pasuk earlier in the pasuk, it says actually this is pasuk vav and pasuk in pasuk hey, it speaks about how we curse a person who trusts in people and doesn't trust in Hashem. So following that, trust in people, don't trust in Hashem. So you're someone who you're not interested in it. You don't have the bitachon Hashem. You know what you're like. You're like this person who, you're like this tree that doesn't have the foundation. It doesn't have strong roots. So what happens when a wind comes? Many branches look beautiful on the outside, on top. But in the end, it's uprooted because it doesn't have a strong foundation. And this is what we're using as well to explain someone who has great chokhmah but doesn't have masim tovim. Masim tovim are the roots. The masim tovim are what keep us grounded. That allows our chokhmah to grow and to flourish. And then he says, but the reverse is also true. Aval kol shemas of merubin mechachma. So a certain person has more masim than his chachma. He's like le'ilon shanafav muatim. He's like a tree that has fewer branches, but eventually they'll grow. V'sharashav merubin, many roots. Shafilu kol aruchu shebaolam ba'os v'nosh v'osbo. Even if all the winds in the world come and blow, ein mezizin osomim kama, doesn't move, doesn't budge. Shneamar, and this is also there. V'haya in Yirmiyahu, v'haya ke'et shasu al mayim, va'al, it will be like a tree planted near water, v'al yuval yishalach sharashav, which spreads out its roots along the brook, v'lo yirek yivochom, it doesn't realize that it's getting hot, v'haya alehu ra'anan, and the foliage is going to be ra'anan, fresh. Uvishnas batzoros lo yadog, in a drought, doesn't have to worry. Below yamish me'asos peri, doesn't have to, and will not stop from producing fruit. Why? Because its roots are strong. You don't have to worry when a wind comes, or when it gets dry, whatever it is, because it's deeply rooted in the ground. That's the person who has more masim tovim than chachma, is compared to this type of tree that had strong roots in the ground, and therefore will remain there permanently, as opposed to the one who has more chachma than masim tovim, who is like a tree with fewer roots, which will eventually be blown away by the wind. Now the pasuk that precedes it is a famous pasuk. Blessed is the person who trusts in Hashem. Hashem will be his security. So we understand that's the person who has great faith, great trust in Hashem. And therefore we assume that our masim tovim are really what, if we are involved in more masim tovim than chachma, so then we're strong, we're rooted, we're anchored in faith. And that's why we speak about trust. Our trust is related to our trust, faith in Hashem. Our masim tovim, rather, are related to the trust that we have in Hashem, and therefore we will be deeply rooted in the ground and remain permanently.